What's happening around the world? It's time for another serving of News Bites.
最近国内外发生哪些大事？午餐搭配 SRT News Bites， 慢慢的一口接一口，吸收最新时事和趣闻。
Hi there, welcome to a new episode of News Bites. I'm Nancy Sun.
And I'm Hope Go.
In today's news, facing an earthquake,
waiting in Paris,
and the fluffy stuff.
Stay tuned for those stories coming up next.
Top of Taiwan.
台湾努力从重大地震中恢复。Taiwan working to recover from major earthquake.
What were you doing on April 3rd at 7:58 a.m.?
Were you on your way to school or were you still in bed?
Whatever you were doing, wherever you were, it's now one of those moments that we will remember for a long time.
That day, at that moment, a major earthquake struck. The magnitude 7.2 earthquake shook the ground for some time. The Central Weather Administration, 中央气象署, says the center of the quake was in Hualien County.So that's where the shaking probably felt the strongest. Two buildings in Hualien were very badly damaged, 受损.
And the rest of the island felt a lot of strong shaking too. Many people were on their way to work or school. Trains and cars stopped. Everyone tried to hold on and stay safe.
It was the biggest earthquake in Taiwan since 1999. There were people hurt or killed, and many were missing. Hundreds of people also needed to be rescued. And through all that, the island continued to shake with aftershocks, 余震. The CWA has recorded hundreds of aftershocks,since the first magnitude 7.2 earthquake hit last week.
Many of these aftershocks were quite strong. There were two aftershocks above magnitude 6, and hundreds were above magnitude 4.
The CWA says the number of daily aftershocks is going down.气象署说目前还是有余震，不过频率会慢慢减少，但无法预测什么时候会完全停止。
And Taiwan is now working hard to recover, 复原。After the quake, people started to help.
The government opened an account for donations, 捐款。The account has over 300 million NT, 三亿, in donated funds. A rescue team from Turkey, 土耳其, is in Taiwan to help look for missing people. Work is underway, 进行中, to fix damaged roads and broken MRT tracks. And many cities and counties are checking buildings.They need to see if the buildings are still safe to use after the earthquake.
There are still many challenges up ahead, but everyone is working together and trying to help.
Going global!
巴黎举办服务生赛跑。Get ready, get set, wait!Paris holds race for waiters.
Most of the time, a race is all about being fast.
But to win this race, you need to wait. Paris recently held a very special race. It's the Course du Café, or the Paris Waiters Race. It's a race for Paris's waiters, 服务生.
More than 200 waiters took part in the race,through the center of the French city. These servers wore their uniforms with white shirts and black pants. They also wore aprons, 围裙, and some wore bow ties. They all carried a tray with a croissant, a full glass of water, and an empty coffee cup.
The race is almost 2 kilometers long. It starts and ends at Paris City Hall, and all these expert waiters had to get to the finish line as quickly as possible. But they couldn't run, couldn't spill any water, and they couldn't use 2 hands to carry their tray. 法国巴黎举办咖啡厅赛跑，服务生端着放有水、咖啡杯和可颂的托盘，在市中心竞走2公里。
Judges stood at the finish line. They checked each server's tray. And the servers lost points for water outside the glass and for broken dishes. So, how fast can these waiters go? The men's winner finished the race in 13 minutes and 30 seconds. The women's winner finished in 14 minutes and 12 seconds.
They each got a medal and got to stay one night in a luxurious hotel, 豪华的饭店. They also got 2 tickets to the opening ceremony for the Paris Olympics this summer.
The recap.
So in today's News Bites, on April 3rd at 7:58 a.m., a magnitude 7.2 earthquake shook Taiwan. It was the biggest earthquake in Taiwan since 1999. There were people hurt or killed, and many were missing. There are still many challenges up ahead.But everyone is working together and trying to help.
And Paris recently held the Paris Waiters Race. More than 200 waiters raced through the center of the French city, wearing uniforms and balancing trays. The winners each got a medal and a one-night stay at a luxurious hotel. They also got 2 tickets to the opening ceremony for the Paris Olympics this summer.
And in today's tasty tidbit, have you ever looked up at a fluffy white cloud and imagined bouncing on it?
Well, clouds are actually made up of tiny drops of water or ice crystals floating high up in the sky. They bump together and stick, making those big puffy shapes we see.
But don't really try to jump on one. This fluffy stuff won't hold your weight.
And that's it for today's episode of News Bites.
If you have a fun fact or joke you'd like to share with us, record your message and send us your tasty tidbit to newsbites@icrt.com.tw, and you might hear it at the end of an episode.
We'll see you next time for an exciting new episode of News Bites.
ICRT 与教育部国民及学前教育署下次继续和您聊新闻。ICRT App 和网站也能重复收听。
More local and international news next time on News Bites. Brought to you by the K-12 Education Administration. Find past episodes available on the ICRT website and app.